Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Today's Top 10 Sold Stories Near You report is absolutely on fire. I cannot believe, as I was doing the research for this stuff, and this is from someone who sees this every day. I check local reports for clients who are buying and selling, investing every day. And the numbers I saw this week blew my mind. So if these numbers are a big deal to me, I'm just going to say that it's probably going to be a big deal to you who's out there listening. I really want to make sure you understand the importance of getting these reports weekly, not just once in a while. And I love it that you're listening. I love it that you tune into the podcast, but I don't want it to be something where you only tune in once in a while. If you're serious about knowing where your home value is right now, if you've been thinking about making a move this spring, there is no chance there's going to be a better month than right now this year. There's no chance. And I'm talking about this being probably hotter right now than it was in 2022, which was a very, very good time to sell. The stuff that's going on right now, and this is, again, you might not see it every day, or you might not see it at all in your neighborhood because especially with condos, you'll never see a sign in the lawn. You won't know what's sold. You probably don't get or read the postcards you get, and very few of them probably are sent out. And if you do live in an area where these big sales happen, sometimes they happen very quietly, even though they are huge. So they won't be on the news. You won't hear about it on Google, but you will hear about it here. And anytime I'm either involved with these sales or sharing the stories for you, I want to make sure that you have literally like the first person view of what's going on. This podcast, these reports, the weekly sold reports that I send to you, each person, like each area that you live in, I want to make sure that you guys are on top of this information. For some of you, this is a life-changing moment right now today. So for you to get this, which is the Top 10 Sold Stories report near you, all you have to do is sign up at realestatewealthreport.com. Simply head over there, put in the information. It takes about 10 seconds to do, and you're in. So either through realestatewealthreport.com or, of course, through realestatepodcastshow.com. Either way, or reach out to me and I'll make sure you get the invite link. I'll keep it very easy for you. It's never going to be more complicated than basically saying, you know, here's where I am. Here's my email. Send me this stuff. And all it's going to be, it's just going to be information and making sure that you understand how important the timing of your decision is. Obviously, the smartest move you made is when you bought the property. That's actually when you decided on, when it was going to be, you make money when you buy. As I've spoken to many other people, people who've got, way bigger portfolios than I've ever had, and have handled even more transactions than me. A lot of them understand this concept is that you make money when you buy. So for those of you who've owned for 15 or 20 years, you bought a house for $1 million, maybe back in 2005, and you're not sure what it's worth, it could be worth beyond what you're imagining. This week alone, especially in this week's sold report, you're going to hear some stories that are absolutely like just beyond anything that, I've seen in any, recent time. So it's really important that we sort of share, the outcomes of this and make sure that you're part of this process. I really don't want you to be in a position where you're, guessing, or in a position where you're, just not up to speed like you really have to be these days. You really have to be, right in the zone. So here is the screen that I wanted to, share with you today. And I'm just making sure that it's all set up properly so that you guys can see it. So again, this is the top 10 soul stories. And there's even a few more than 10, but I just sort of use the 10 as sort of a guideline, just to kind of show you A, what's going on and where, so that you get an idea. And that's all you're going to really probably get from the podcast, is sort of a general idea of where the big sales have happened this week. And there's one that's not even on the screen, but it's just sort of off the screen there in Caledon that it's also included. Sorry. So basically, I wanted to sort of run over some stuff with you. Obviously, there's been a couple of really big highlights. Some of these highlights, again, are happening in the downtown core, and they're also happening in the condo market, which is something that you don't hear very often in terms of lots of demand for certain types of condos. And I'll explain to you not just what happened, but why it's happening. This is very important to understand, especially if you're a homeowner or a condo owner and you need to get a grasp of this. You can't just look at the stats and say, well, you know, that's a one-off thing that, you know, that just happened in that area. That's not enough. You need to know why it's happening. So the reason why a lot of these sales are happening, obviously there are people in a position right now where they were sort of on the sidelines for 2023, like. And this is even my own clients. A lot of people were just sort of sitting off on the sidelines watching what was going on. They were literally just, you know what, I'm just going to stay where I am, or I'm going to just, you know, rent for a while. It's something that a lot of people did. Not everyone will tell you their life story and be glad for that. But a lot of people made this decision. They sold at the peak in 2022. They did so well that they just said, you know what, I'm not sure what's going to happen again. I doubt this is going to happen again. So I'm just going to sort of sit on my mountain of money, which is what a lot of people made. And again, they might not have told you that because, especially with me, I'm instructing them, don't tell people that you just made X amount on your sale, because you're going to have a lot of new friends that you don't want asking you for favors or for money or for both. And it's not the right kind of people. So again, drive a similar car, go on the same vacations, you know, do your thing, but just have the freedom, the mental sort of the peace of mind, just to say, you know what, I've got a bit now in the bank. I can, you know, whether it's take a risk, whether it's to start a new career, start a new business, invest in your family, invest in your kids. Again, these are all the stories I get to hear from you guys, and I love hearing them. I love hearing what you're doing with the money that you're making, rather than just having it just sit there. You're doing good things with it. You're traveling, you're investing in your kids' educations. You're putting it away, especially for a rainy day. And then you're deciding, you know, okay, here's where we are in life. Here's where we want to be in the next 10 years. Paul, what do we have to do to get there? So a lot of the people right now that are buying are people who've been sitting on the sidelines waiting for the right place. And many of those people who are selling and making a move down, they're in a position where they're people who've sold multi-million dollar homes, and they've been waiting for the right space to come up. And in many cases that happened. In this week alone, there was even a condo sale that was over asking in the 3 million range. Okay. $3 million condo that sold, and it was over asking. So it's not exclusive to the one I'm showing you on the screen that sold for $500,000 over asking, which is pretty big in condo speak. So when we're talking about condos and homes, for a home to sell a few million over asking, again, that's pretty rare. Obviously, you know, $500,000 to $1 million is a huge, you know, over asking. And these are places that are not low priced by any means. So these were not artificially low priced. You know, for the most part, it doesn't look like they were done like that much less. when you hear a house for sale in a million-dollar neighborhood that's for sale for seven, of course, those are in, you know, those are the situations where, of course, people want to get their, the sellers want to get as much people interested as possible. So with different numbers, obviously, there's different results. So for those of you either in the downtown core, in the, you know, sort of the area around Rosedale, around Danforth as well. If you're in that area, even if you're up in Richmond Hill, and there was a few of notable sales this week up in the Richmond Hill, York region area, there's a very big reason for you to consider selling now. If there was ever a good month to sell, it's now. So make sure that you're signed up today at Real Estate Wealth Report to make sure that you get that kind of information. And I want it to be something that you have in front of you. I don't want you to be in a position where you're guessing on this. Last thing I want to talk about is my featured listing right now of the month. And this property is absolutely stunning. And there's some great properties coming up as well. This one, I want to really make sure that you understand how special it is, how unique it is. This is a stunning loft-inspired home. This is in the Scarborough community, walking distance to the Bluffs area. This was a builder's model home on top of everything with a 100-foot wide frontage. And it's on a corner lot. So it has like the two things that you, if you ever dreamed about buying a home that feels like a mansion, 100-foot wide frontage is as close as you can get to that description. It's on a corner lot. The ceilings in the property, which, you know, you might not be able to see in the photos as well, but the ceilings go up to 15 feet, not the usual 7, 8, or 9 feet that most homes have. These are 15 foot height ceilings in the living room area and the kitchen. This property is available for under $1.2 million. So it gives you the opportunity to buy your dream house of the future. There's three separate entrances. There is so much potential for your usage for generational purposes as well, meaning having aging parents, having growing teens, whatever it is that you're needing, this property has it all. So if you're interested in finding out more, joining me for a tour, or just, you know, even just going on the, you know, checking out the property with your own agent, please let me know that you're interested so that I can make sure you get all the information possible. Thanks again for tuning in today. I really appreciate each one of you that subscribes, that has sent emails in, that has reached out to me, all the amazing guests that have been showing up. It's been amazing the last couple of weeks. It's just something that I really enjoy doing this show, and I really enjoy being able to talk to you guys, and I really enjoy it when you talk back, meaning when you comment, when you reach out, when you email, so that we can, of course, continue the conversation, because that's what this is. This is supposed to start a conversation between two of us or three of us. Like, it usually ends up being like off, you know, sort of off the screen type conversations, because a lot of these things that you guys go through are very much, you know, private things happening in your lives. And I always want to respect that. So anything you need help with, please reach out and let me know. Realestatepodcastshow.com is the best way to reach me. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. And stay tuned for the next Top 10 Solds report coming up next week.